This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We told you yesterday that the Fed plans to raise interest rates, quote, soon. Many investors and economists are expecting that'll happen in March, the next time the central bank leadership meets. For those circling the dates on the calendar, that's the 15th and 16th. What we do know is that whenever the Fed ends up raising its target for short-term rates, all kinds of borrowers throughout the U.S. economy will feel the effects. We asked Marketplace's Justin Ho how long that might take.
In some cases, the Fed's plans to hike rates alone have already affected borrowing costs.
Rates have started to move up with mortgages on the 30-year fixed rate.
That's Peter Alden, CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts. He says mortgage rates started rising a little before year-end, so his bank had to react.
We obviously survey our competitors and things like that, and rates did start to go up competitively, so we decided to move ours as well.
Loans with variable interest rates will get more expensive once the Fed actually makes a move, says Jim Vogel, director of interest rate strategies at FHN Financial.
Almost all home equity loans are on some sort of variable rate, and so they should increase right in step with Fed changes.
Vogel says interest rates on credit cards and auto loans will go up too, but those also depend on other factors like a borrower's creditworthiness.
They may not go up quite as quickly as the Fed moves monetary policy, but they will increase.
Vogel says it'll take a while longer before we start earning more from our savings accounts. That's because banks are flush with deposits right now.
Banks and money market funds will be almost happy to see some of those deposits run off, and so they will be slower than usual to raise the rates that they pay savers.
The Fed is raising rates to tame inflation, but that won't happen the moment rates go up. Lizanne Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, which is a current Marketplace underwriter. This summer, she says, for instance, we're still going to have a shortage of semiconductor chips and a bunch of cargo ships anchored off of L.A. and Long Beach.
Does the Fed raising the Fed funds rate by a quarter point start to solve either of those problems? Of course not.
That said, the inflation we're experiencing is in large part because supply isn't meeting demand.
If demand slows, then you buy yourself some time for supply to catch up.
And higher interest rates could eventually do that. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.